Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful you've chosen to be with me on this 28th day. The last day I will be doing a podcast this month, and I'm grateful you're here. It seems that everyone is got their panties in a bunch. Yeah, that's all I can say. All the emails and the texts I get, they're all about politics and the social thing that is going on in this world. They seem to be all about what are we going to do? How is this all going to work? Is it going to work? People are feeling very insecure about their life, about themselves. And I don't know what to say to you other than what I'm going to say to you. We've had this ever since the beginning of this government way back, our forefathers. I want you to understand, those men way back then, Ben Franklin and all of them, they didn't know what they were doing. They were only trying to patch up a problem and create a structure for people to be governed by, because we can't govern ourselves. We can't. There's a lot of mental illness. There always has been in humankind. And how do you channel it? How do you take care of it? How do you manage people who are prejudicial in every way, shape, and form? How do you do that? You got to have some sort of government that forms the quote-unquote perfect union between the ego, the pride, the vanity, the emotionality. It doesn't work. No government works, okay? You got to understand that. No government works. But the one we have is the one we're in. And you and I have to start looking at ourselves as our government, not government itself. What is it about me that makes all this possible? Why am I here on this planet living the way I do? How did I arrive here? What is this really all about? And that's really the bigger question. And most people just don't want to look at it. We don't like self-examination. So I get this. I got what I got yesterday from Richard. And now I have another one here. And it seems that the seven that I did receive this week are all about whining about what's going on in the world and not realizing that we are that world. So here is the latest one from Craig in, where does he say he lives? Montana. We are doomed, he says. Doomed. I want you to understand that. He goes into his thing about politics, social, and financial. He said, what can we do? That's the problem, Craig. We've done too much doing. You know, it's been our doing that's been our undoing. And I don't know how to address this. You would have to be extremely intelligent, not emotional, not logical, not smart. You'd have to be intelligence. The intelligence that comes with silence, meditation. You'd have to be able to let go of your mind and its primitive direction. We live in this primitive side of us, this primordial side that only wants to survive. And so we start conjuring up issues and problems that we face as a consequence for our lack of understanding of the soul, our lack of understanding of the state of our inner being, the lack of wanting to do any kind of self-examination. And so if we did some self-examination, we could see that there are things we can do. And those things that we can do are not things that we are much interested in. I have to be able to look at, and I'm going to keep it in my ballpark here. I have to be able to look at the premise of my Gregory and what he's all about. And it's all about his, well, human nature. The one that wants constant, let's say, gratification, constant amusement, constant feeling that he's above it all, that kind of thing, that none of this should touch his life. This is the way the human nature runs and the way it is. And we base our whole life on this human nature. And it doesn't do us much good at all, but we based our whole life on it thinking that's all we have. Now listen to me and try to understand, Craig. We are where we are because we gave up what we are. What we are as a being, a spiritual being, a soul. We gave that up freely and clearly. We gave it up for just thinking that we could be free and do whatever we wanted, whenever we wanted, as we wanted. We built up an ideology that says that humankind should be free. No, that's not true. That would never work, because one man's freedom is another man's bondage. So you start looking at the impossibility of it all. We don't want to take responsibility for ourselves. We don't want to see how we operate, the way we operate. We just don't want to see it. And the reason we don't want to see it is because it inflicts upon us doubts about our self-righteousness. And we don't want to hear that, and we don't want to do that. There's no way to put it and make it sound pretty. There just is no way. Lhotse, who was the author of the Tao, said, "Woe to those ignorant people who desire and grasp after pleasure and things that lead to ruin, those things that lead to suffering and death." Woe. That's a good term for it. Woe. We don't think that the games we play, the video games we play, the movies we watch, the absolute hunger and thirst for violence and watching people get shot up and being killed, we don't think any of that matters much to us. That doesn't pertain to us. Oh, we can watch that and enjoy it, but it isn't going to harm us. Everything we do is a consequence in this world. Everything we do. And the unintelligent person thinks that it doesn't matter, but it does. The smart person rationalizes their evil very quickly. So they make it look like, well, it's somebody else's problem. I'm not ever going to go out and do this, that, and the other. But we don't understand consciousness. We don't understand the collective unconscious. We don't understand the age we're in, the Kali Yuga. We don't understand many things, and most of them are things we can't accept or refuse to accept. So we're stuck. We're stuck. Yeah, are we doomed? Only individuals are doomed. Maybe the collective is doomed. I wouldn't disagree with any of that, but doomed? Well, thy will be done. I would rather die for a cause that is greater than my needs, greater than my desires, than live for what I can get that would maybe make me feel good, make me feel secure. I would much rather die for the things that would allow me to transcend. And most people don't know what transcendence is. They don't care to know. It's not something in their, their hat. It just isn't anything they want to do. So that's all I can say. There's so much more, of course, as you might imagine. But, you know, what can I say? I only have 10 minutes here. Work on yourself. Craig, if you need to really, if you're sincere about not being doomed, give me a call. You have my number. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air next week. We'll be in July. Oh, my goodness. It's going quickly. Thank you for listening. And if you have a question, you know you can contact me at greg@aspire.org. Namaste.